Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Lance's House of Sports. Don't forget to rate the podcast, share it with a friend, and tune in weekly for weekly podcasts. And we are live! Brings a laugh every time. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Lance's House of Sports. I'm Lance Wyatt, here with my co-host Ben Gabriel, and we are back for another incredible week of sports, baby, of sports.
Yeah.
And where we start at the beginning for this podcast is in the NFL, as there's been some interesting news to come out over this last week or so. But where we need to start? With the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we talked about to end our podcast last week, the NFL draft, as it is just over a month away, I want to say 5 or so weeks away, it is right around the corner, and there are a ton of QB prospects going in this draft in 2024. But what the direction the Steelers are going in, we still do not know. Whether it's Kenny Pickett, whether it's a rookie quarterback, whether it's a free agent quarterback, we still don't know. But from the latest news we received just a few days ago, Pittsburgh Steelers currently have no interest in nor Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, or Baker Mayfield. None of those free agents this offseason. And I'm curious where your mind lies. I know the last thing you want to talk about are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben. But what does it look like the Steelers' game plan is this year outside of running it back with Kenny Pickett? Because I'll promise you that is not the answer.
If they're not interested in free agents, they have to be looking to draft a quarterback, right?
I mean,
what pick do they have?
You like have 20? To think that. Yeah. 20th pick.
20?
Yeah.
Right on the fucking money. I mean, I've seen a lot of Michael Penix rumors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't.
Well, you know, my takeaway from the whole thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers is, you know, whether you like it or not, they're one of the best franchises in the league. They really are. They have one of the best coaching staffs in the league. Mike Tomlin has proven himself. He's had a winning season each year in his career as a head coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're only, what is it, 2 or 3 years out now from Ben Roethlisberger? So it's understandable why they haven't found that new guy yet. But you got to think they want to find that franchise quarterback guy, and I don't understand why not having an interest in Fields, like that just doesn't add up to me. You know, Justin Fields can be that franchise guy for them. Why no Kirk Cousins, no Baker Mayfield, no Russell Wilson? I can honestly understand that from their standpoint because you don't want a guy that's past his prime. Now, you could argue Baker Mayfield, he still has a lot of time left, but is he that superstar type quarterback that's going to get you over the hump and going to get you to the Super Bowl and get you another Super Bowl ring? I don't know if that's him. Yeah. I totally believe Justin Fields can be that guy for him. I know there's been a lot of ups and downs with hate and love with Justin Fields over these last couple years, but he's got the talent.
100%.
But if it's not going to be any of those guys, then they have to be drafting someone. Yeah. No chance they stick with Kenny Pickett for another season, right? There's just...
Yeah. I mean, four quarterbacks are going to go
probably
like the first 10, 13 picks.
That's what it's looking like. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, he started off when the season was still going on in college football. What was he projected? He was like a second-round pick, no?
Yeah, they love him.
And now, since they've won the national championship, he's projected inside the top 10. I saw a mock draft just this morning of the New York Giants trading up to draft J.J. McCarthy at number 3 overall.
That's ridiculous.
Because I've been hearing rumors, you know, just from
at
the
number what?
Just number 3 overall. Trading up number 3 overall. Trading with the Washington...
He'll still be there at 5.
With the New England Patriots. That's just what I'm seeing. Because from what I'm hearing is, you know, the Giants are interested in getting a new quarterback in this year's draft as well. And they have a lot of love for J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, if they do end up trading up their pick, I think it'd be to take a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think they need to trade up that far.
No, I mean, I agree.
Even he's not going top 4.
Yeah.
You could trade up to 5 and get him. But I even think that could be a stretch.
Because, you know, looking at this mock draft right in front of me, you know, the Giants do have the 6th overall pick, projected to take Malik Nabers. But, you know, there's a million mock drafts out there. And because, you know, it's looking like we talked about it on last week's podcast, Caleb Williams, more likely than not, will go number 1 if the Bears end up moving on from Justin Fields. Drake May and Jaden Daniels are the two quarterbacks that come right after that. And that makes sense. They've been the projected 2 and 3 quarterback off the board all offseason. So if J.J. McCarthy were to hop them, I'd be very surprised. Just because they won it all, his mock has gone up tremendously, but I don't know if I see the talent in J.J. McCarthy like I do in a player like Drake May, especially in a guy like Jaden Daniels, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't... J.J. McCarthy's a... I mean, I think he was a great college quarterback, but... I don't see him panning out in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about some of the throws he made against Ohio State, and like three of them, four of them are interceptions, you know? Yeah.
Through. I feel like he's got all the tangibles. I wouldn't say he has the athleticism.
He's not, but he's not. He's more athletic than a lot of guys, I think. I feel like his athleticism is not the problem. He can run.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that can run. I think everyone in this draft
can. There's a lot of guys that can't. He's more athletic than Kirk Cousins or, you know.
Because you look at the QBs available, and this is where I'm going to pan back to the Steelers here with the 20th overall pick. After Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and those listed guys.
Drop off.
It's a big drop off, and it's looking like there won't be another quarterback for the entire of the first round. Yeah. That leaves guys like Bo Nix available, Michael Penix Jr. You know, who knows where Spencer Rattler goes in this draft.
Yeah.
It's looking like he's definitely a day two guy. Even guys like Michael Pratt, who we talked about early in the fall, back at the start of the season. I could totally see the Steelers drafting Michael Penix at 20 overall.
Yeah.
I really could. I talked about it last week. I know you're not a big fan of him. I think Michael Penix can be a real talent in the NFL. I think he has all the tangibles, with the only problem being his injury history. But from what we saw him last season with Washington, he looks completely fine. And I was always against, you can't just judge someone just on their injuries.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, once they're in the league, and if it continues to happen again and again, okay, I understand. But that was, granted, he went through a lot of ACL injuries, but that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he's been healthy, and he's been okay. So I feel like it'd be wrong for him to fall that far just because of,
I don't know if it's all about injury.
And I don't think it is, but
injuries, I think, do play a big part of it, just because you don't want to draft a guy in the first round if you don't think he's going to make it long in the NFL, you know. But, I mean, I think his age is another big part, too. He's, what, 25, 26?
Yeah.
I mean, guys are in their prime in the NFL at 25, 26 years old, and he's going to be a rookie, you know. It'll take him till he's 30 to be in his prime, and by then he's old.
Well, that's why I feel like me in particular, I love him because he has more experience than the normal quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he's been through a lot more. He's been through trouble with Indiana. He's, oh my God, the amount of ups and downs he went through at Indiana before transferring over to Washington. I feel like that should be more of a pro than a con when looking over a quarterback, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I still think the best option for the Pittsburgh Steelers is to trade for Justin Fields. And I think maybe a reason why they're coming out and saying they're not interested is because of what the Bears are trying to get for him. You know, I was listening to ESPN the other day, and they were talking about how a possibility of why this may drag all the way until the draft, because we talked a few weeks ago how around this time, around spring break, is when some trades might go down, especially with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
But from the offers I've been hearing, you know, specifically from the Atlanta Falcons, it's been second, third-round picks for Justin Fields, while the Bears want a first.
Yeah.
And it's because teams know, well, if you're going to draft Caleb Williams, what value does Justin Fields have for you?
Yeah.
If you're willing to trade Justin Fields to draft a new quarterback who, yeah, he looks amazing, but we really don't know. You never know how a player is going to play out in the league.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to take that gamble, why should we? And I think that's why it's going to end up stalling right up until the NFL draft, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of those, like, where we see the trade happen during the draft.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'd agree.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Right when the moment comes.
Could you imagine? First pick of the draft.
It'd be
Bears trade the pick. Keep Justin Fields. That's how we find out.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened either. If
you trade back to four and get Marvin.
If you trade, yeah, I think that's a great idea if you're Chicago. It's a win-win in that scenario. Because they still have that ninth overall pick, too.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to have a really good team this year.
If they kept Justin Fields, they could have a really good team. I just don't think they have faith in him anymore, which is surprising based on, I mean, I think the Chicago Bears fans love Justin Fields.
Yeah. They do.
Like, when I watch their games, like, I love them.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
Chant his name, and another Fields.
And another thing that I think should push towards keeping Justin Fields is because, you know, Lewis Riddick brought it up, and I think it's a tremendous, you know, idea, thought that people need to take into account is, you know, I feel like Matt Eberflus and, you know, their whole coaching staff, the general manager of the Bears, you know, they're on thin ice.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to be in win now mode this season. That's what we've been talking about, how the Bears have a chance to be in win now mode this coming up season. Yeah. But if you trade Justin Fields and you draft Caleb Williams and it doesn't work out this season, you're drafting Caleb Williams for the future head coach, not for Matt Eberflus. Because if it doesn't work out this season, he's going to get fired.
You're right.
And it's something I feel like that the Bears need to take into account, especially the general managers. He's, you know, he's drafting for his job just as much as Matt Eberflus is coaching for his job this coming up season.
They're all terrible. You need to get rid of them and all. Clear house.
I agree. It's been a problem for a long time now. And, you know, you can tell there's been culture issues in Chicago for a while. And that starts from the top.
Yeah.
And if that change is going to be made, it needs to be sooner rather than later. But that's the gamble you got to take, trading Justin Fields, going for that Caleb Williams number one overall pick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do you see Justin Fields winding up at the end of all this? Do you think he stays in Chicago? Is Atlanta calling his name? Just a few days ago, just last week, actually, the lines moved for, you know, the odds to him go to Atlanta was minus 300.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it's currently at, but that's what it was at a few days ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Atlanta.
Yeah.
If the Steelers don't want him and the Bears really want Caleb Williams, I mean, what are they going to do? Keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams?
You can't do that. That's a waste of talent.
It's a waste of.
You got to get something. Even if you do only end up getting a second round pick.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing. Because if you just have one guy sit behind the other, that's a definition of wasted talent.
If you trade Justin Fields and get a second round pick and they don't win this year, it's just it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a waste. It's a waste. Now, Steelers not wanting Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, or Baker Mayfield, I also understand. Those guys are all free agents. And I'm going to start with Kirk Cousins, as that's probably the biggest name out of all of them. He's had a great career in Minnesota. He's had some tremendous playoff games, as he really turned his career around after heading to Minnesota. Do you think they end up re-signing him? What's the best fit for Kirk in today's day and age? Is, you know, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, I mean, coming off, what was it, an Achilles tear?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the Vikings re-sign him just because I've seen him have success there, but they haven't won, you know? So, I mean,
well, they've had successful seasons.
They want a playoff game. Yeah, and they've had winning seasons, but even they went 12-5
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. I mean, and they're differential was like -1.
Yeah.
Like that's a successful season, like on the record books, but like you knew they weren't going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know,
it's just interesting because if you don't re-sign Kirk Cousins, because I agree that, you know, that is a problem.
Yeah.
And you can at some point you can't be happy with, I don't want to call it mediocrity.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a team in the middle of the pack, making the playoffs, losing in the first or second round every year, not being able to get over the hump, get to the conference championship game.
You know, I think a lot of it's on their defense. I mean, their defense has been really bad
mm-hmm.
in the past couple of years. I mean, their offense has honestly been pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But
I think they need to re-sign him, honestly.
Yeah,
because I don't know where you go from there if you don't.
What pick do they have this year?
11th overall pick. Let's say J.J. McCarthy, you know, let's say the Giants didn't trade up.
If he's there.
J.J. McCarthy falls outside the top 10. That's something I wouldn't be surprised about.
Yeah.
Because it's looking like Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Seems like nobody in that top 15 has any interest in guys like that.
No. And I don't really think they should. I mean, you think Bo Nix is...
I mean, no. I'd probably prefer Kirk Cousins over him. Yeah. But I think Bo Nix can be a success story in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's really one of those Penix guys.
Yeah.
26 years old, a lot of experience. Been through a lot with Auburn. And where do you play? Oregon. I mean, he could be.
He could be.
I just don't like his, I don't know. I just remember him playing at Auburn.
Yeah.
He was just terrible at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really good at Oregon, but I don't know how much of it was because the defenses in that conference are just so much worse than they are in the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a good point. Because this is why Bo Nix and Michael Penix are different for me, and it's a great example. You know, Michael Penix was always good. Even when he was at Indiana, he was a dog.
Yeah, he gave us problems.
He gave us big problems. Granted, he wasn't always playing because of his injury history, but he always looked like, you know, a star.
Yeah,
he just wasn't in that type of program. Obviously, when you talk about Indiana football, you know, there's not much to talk about.
Basketball school.
yeah. How about Baker Mayfield? What do you think of him? I also personally think the Buccaneers should run it back with him. They were very successful this season, something nobody was expecting around the NFL. And I just don't know where he goes from there if he doesn't re-sign. They just re-signed Mike Evans. He's got his weapons back. He's got Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. Rashad White looks promising.
But you were talking about being okay with, or not being okay with, being in the middle of the pack. And I feel like that's what you're going to get with Baker, you know? Like, I feel like he's a 9-8 quarterback. He's a 10-7 quarterback, and he's not going to get you much better.
I just don't know how the Buccaneers improve, like, unless they want to go get Justin Fields. Because there's not a you know, it sounds like there's a ton of QBs in the market, but there's really not. And it's not like they have a top pick to show for it. They have the 26th pick in the draft this year.
The Buccaneers?
Yeah. unless they want to do the same thing. Hopefully one of those QBs fall, take a gamble on them, which is a great possibility. Yeah. I think it should be.
At 26, I mean, yeah, you can go get someone like Penix or Bo Nix. I mean, I think the Steelers are taking Penix. I really do.
Yeah.
If they're not, they have to draft a quarterback.
If they have no interest in any of these free agent quarterbacks, they have to.
I mean, Kenny Pickett's almost not even good enough to be a backup. I mean, he's so bad.
It wouldn't make any sense for the Pittsburgh Steelers to continue with the path they're going on with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky. Those are less than mediocre quarterbacks. Those are quarterbacks that are on the fringe of being out of the league, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny Pickett is, I mean, some of the stats that I've seen from him are just, he throws a touchdown on what, like 0.1% of his passes?
I think
it was 0.1. I think it's
1% of his passes.
0.1% of his
passes. Yeah. 0.1%.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right. That can't be right. You can go ahead and look that up.
I'm going to look that up.
As I continue to move through with, you know, in my opinion, the biggest name on the market outside of, I don't know. I think he is the biggest name on the market. And the only reason why, you know, it's not as big is because he's a running back. You know, you can maybe argue Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's, you know, it's Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants. He's had his whole career there. Outside of his rookie year, they have not been successful. They've been one of the worst teams in the league. You know, they had that one good year where they made the playoffs, had a really good record, and did nothing with it.
You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
This is a Steelers website.
Okay.
According to CBS, 315 quarterbacks have 500 pass attempts since the 1970 AFL-NFL merger. Only Pickett has thrown a touchdown on fewer than 2% of his attempts during that span.
So less than 2%.
Yeah, 1.9.
Yeah, that's so 1.9%. 0.1% would be...
I mean, that's terrible. I was wrong on that. But 1.9%, I mean, still, he's the worst.
That's terrible.
He's still the worst.
That is terrible.
I mean, that's...
That's unbelievable.
Through one touchdown in 10 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, like, Jesus.
No,
he's the worst.
They don't score... They didn't score many touchdowns this past season. They really don't.
I mean, not through the air.
That's everything you need to hear on why the Steelers need to move on from Kenny Pickett and... Take a gamble in the draft if they're not going to sign one of these free agents. If you don't want to spend all that money, I understand. But why not take a gamble in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, I just don't, because what, Justin Fields and Michael Penix are probably the same age.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why you want to be interested in Fields.
Steelers are 10th in the league right now, meaning they have the 10th highest AAV, so 10th least amount of money to spend in the league out of the 30 teams, or... Excuse me, the 32 teams.
Maybe they're not interested because they don't want to trade anyone. Who would they trade? They're not trading
Watt. We got to trade a draft pick. It's a draft pick.
I don't think they can afford that.
Why not?
They're terrible.
You don't want to trade your 20th overall pick this year for Justin Fields? Would you do that? I'd probably do it.
I'd do it. Yeah. I mean, if I...
So that's what I mean.
If
that's
I needed
it.
A quarter... If I was as desperate as they are to get a quarterback, I would.
And if I was in the Pittsburgh front office, I would be desperate.
Yeah.
I would be extremely desperate.
Yeah,
as you have all the
20
tangibles.
Pick is
TJ Watt has 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah,
you know, guys like that aren't in their prime forever. We saw his older brother JJ Watt. It just seems like he was just the best player in the league. Now he's already retired.
Yeah,
that's gonna come sooner rather than later. And he's one of the best players in all of football, not just at his position.
Yeah,
you can't waste prime years of guys like that. Young players such as, you know, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth. You know, they're not gonna be there forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me, though. But, you know, moving over to the Saquon Barkley talk, you know, as Giants said, they're not going to franchise tag him. He's going to be a free agent. We'll see if he ends up re-signing with the Giants. As at the end of the day, I think it's going to come down to what Saquon wants to do. It's going to be his choice.
Yeah.
There's going to be options available. Now, we talked about it a little off-air, and you can dive into it a little more. You know, we know the best option for Saquon Barkley, as it's almost like a match made in heaven, and it's the Houston Texans.
Yeah. That would be unreal if they got.
I mean, we've seen the success story of this Houston Texans team with rookie coach D'Amico Ryans just in this 1 year alone with rookie C.J. Stroud, rookie Will Anderson. You know, they have the talent on both sides. You know, the defense isn't perfect, but it's good enough. Yeah. C.J. Stroud has an incredible offensive mind. I mean, the way Devin Singletary was looking this past season, I mean, for the most part of his career, he's been, I don't want to say nobody, because he's been good in the league and he's been a starter in the league, but he had the best year of his career by far with this Houston Texans team.
Yeah.
And if you throw Saquon Barkley into that mix, oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you got to assume they get, because they still have Damian Pierce, right?
They have Damian Pierce as well, yes.
So you got to assume they get rid of one of those guys.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not like the running backs are, like, the running backs make the least amount of money out of all positions.
Yeah.
Paying Saquon Barkley $11 million, $12 million, I don't think is the biggest deal in the world. Texans have, you know, the fifth most money to spend out of all football teams in the NFL this offseason.
Yeah.
They have the money to spend. You have a lot of young guys on your team that are 2, 3, 4 years away from getting their, you know, their real money. That are, they're still on their rookie contracts.
Yeah.
You have money to spend.
Yeah, CJ's going to get 60 mil.
Yeah.
When his time's ready. 65 mil, I mean.
And that's when you're not going to be able to sign, you know, pieces like a key running back.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You could say, yeah, you need more pieces on the offensive line, you need more pieces on the defensive side, but if you have a chance to improve this offense even more by getting Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I think it'd be a match made in heaven.
Do you think CJ Stroud gets worse his second year? Like, do you think teams didn't know how to play him because he was a rookie, or do you think he's that good?
I'm going to say yes, just because
it's a little bit of a dip.
I think he has a little bit of a dip, and I think it's because we just see it in the NFL all the time.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a rookie player, just Jalen Hurts, for example.
Yeah.
You know, you have a dominant season where you just, it seems like you have everything figured out.
Yeah.
And then you come in the next year and it's just not an incredible drop off, but it's a drop off and it seems like there's more of a struggle. And I think one, it's because, you know, teams have a whole offseason to game plan for these special quarterbacks. And I think they just, you know, they figure out ways how to slow players down. You know, everyone's extremely smart in today's day and age in sports. I mean, so yeah, I could see a little bit of a regression, but I still think he's a superstar. And if he didn't prove it, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's, I don't know, that's...
The rookie season was just, it was the best we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was the best we've ever, it was the best rookie season we have ever seen from any rookie quarterback in history.
I don't know, I feel like he keeps it rolling. I feel like he's just one of those quarterbacks in the league. He's like, you know, he's Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, like, he's going to be up there.
Yeah.
No, those guys never regressed.
I mean, there was a reason why we always had the debate. You know, is he a top five, top 10 quarterback already? I think the argument is solidified. I think 100%. He's top 10.
I mean, I think he's...
There's an argument for it.
I think he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument for it right now, and I probably would agree with you.
Yeah, I mean...
Just because he can do that, everything Jalen Hurts can do, but better, honestly. Except the tush push.
Yeah. I mean, he's way more accurate.
Yeah, way more accurate. He's a way better deep ball.
I mean, if CJ was on the Eagles last year, they probably won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great argument. It really is. I don't know if I can just completely agree with you and just say, yeah, but...
They had other problems.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What, they won 10 in a row and then lost their last, like, 7?
I don't remember exactly, but I know they had a terrible end of the season.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but no, their second half of the season was really bad.
Yeah.
And it showed in the playoffs. In the playoffs. You know, another team that I thought... Just, I was thinking of a couple other teams on where it maybe fit with Saquon Barkley. And the other one that was coming to mind was Chicago. You know, why not? Like, you know, we were talking about it. I brought it up earlier. They're arguably in win now mode right now.
Yeah.
And there's no better way to help out your offense, help out whether it's Justin Fields or your rookie quarterback than having an explosive guy in the backfield that can do everything for you, block, run, and catch, than Saquon Barkley.
You're right.
So I don't see why not.
I would just... hate for them to go get Saquon right after they traded Fields.
Yeah.
Gave Fields no help for 3 years and then they...
And then go get Saquon?
Yeah.
I know.
That would piss me off.
I mean, it's probably not going to happen. It was just, you know, an idea that kind of popped up in my head of, you know, possibilities, teams that are looking for any type of help at all.
Yeah. I had a lot of faith in the Bears that they were going to keep Fields.
They still could.
They still could.
They really still could.
I just don't like how the way their GM's talking about it. Seems he's pretty confident that... Mm-hmm. He knows what he's going to do.
Yeah. Now, honestly, those are really the only two teams that I think are realistic. But, you know, you can bring up other teams if you want, you know, whether Tennessee wants to move on from Derrick Henry and bring in Saquon, just remove a stud to bring in a stud.
Yeah.
New England Patriots is an interesting one. They're going to draft the top quarterback this year.
Yeah, they are. The draft is tough because I feel like I never agree with the NFL scouts, you know. Like when Zach Wilson got drafted ahead of Justin Fields, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
I agree. And that was all because of the one deep ball he threw on his pro day.
Seriously.
That was it. Like everyone agreed with that. After he made that one beautiful throw, he was a top pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe not. I mean, there's a reason why they're NFL scouts. They know what they're doing. But no, it's nobody's perfect. You know, it's hard.
I feel like that one wasn't hard, though, and that's what bothered me. I feel like everybody in – why the hell would you take a quarterback that played for BYU over Justin Fields, who was the greatest quarterback at Ohio State ever?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's blasphemous.
Who knows how it would have worked out in New York. They've been a problem as well. Just
New York had Justin Fields right now, they'd be pretty damn good.
Be better than the Bears, I agree with that. But you got to agree, over these last few years, the New York Jets franchise has been all over the place, even since getting Saleh.
Yeah, I mean, they want to have A-Rod if they had Justin Fields.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Things would be a lot different.
And I've been hearing problems with the New York Jets and how their entire offensive game plan is just let Aaron Rodgers do him. You know, and the reason why their offense stunk so bad this year is because their offense was literally Aaron Rodgers. You know, they talked about it all the time, how it was all about Aaron Rodgers calling the play right at the line of scrimmage, yeah, reading the defense, and then calling what he wants his receivers to do.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson couldn't do that, obviously.
No.
But they were trying. It's hard to implement that with Zach Wilson when he doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the skill set, obviously, as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Mecole Hardman talked about it, how much of a problem the Jets were.
You see that?
Yeah.
People think he leaked their plays.
I mean, and we don't know if that's true or not, but he hasn't come out with a press conference yet.
That's an unreal allegation.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I think that's something that he needs to come out with and address immediately. But it's not something he did. So you got to think maybe it's true. Because I hate to say it, but Stephen A. was right. If it's true, he needs to be out of the league and out of the league forever.
Yeah.
If it's not true, then
whatever.
He needs to sue them for defamation or something.
Yeah.
Because that's a big knock on your name. It can kill your reputation.
Yeah.
It really can.
So the little reputation that he has.
Well, I mean, he caught the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl this year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, boy. I
mean, nah, he has a big name right now since catching that ball. We'll see. I mean, there's not much to talk about regarding it, but it's something that came out, and it's big news because it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean.
Right after leaving it was right around that time where he got traded. And those are the two teams they played. They said the leaks came out in October, and that was when he got traded in October.
And those it was the Eagles and the
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest teams in football.
Yeah.
I mean, they already need as much help as they can get without Aaron Rodgers. And now you're leaking game plans to these teams?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Because there's, you know, a whole lot more football that we'll be talking about over these next 6 weeks with the NFL draft coming up. More free agents that we'll discuss as time goes on. But let's move on to the NBA, because I have a very interesting topic that I want to bring up. As you know, you could say it's current, but it's a little bit of fantasizing, and it'll make it interesting. You know, there's a lot of teams in the league in the NBA that have still yet to win their first finals ring. And there's a lot of teams with possibilities of winning their first ring over these next few years. So just listen to the teams that have yet to win a finals in the NBA. The Brooklyn Nets, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Charlotte Hornets, LA Clippers, Indiana Pacers, Utah Jazz, Minnesota Timberwolves, Phoenix Suns, and the Orlando Magic. You know, just listening to all those teams, you know, some of these teams have possibilities this year. Honestly, whether I like it or not, because I think it's the C's all the way, even with the fourth quarter blow up against the Cleveland Cavaliers on Tuesday night. But listening to all those teams' names, and I'll let you look at the list.
Clippers and Suns right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's who you got to.
I'll give my opinion in a second, but I'm curious who you think out of these teams, who you think gets their first ring first.
We're not talking about just first, not like this year.
Who gets it first?
Probably going to have to go with the Clippers.
Yeah?
I just like that market, LA. I think people want to play there. They don't have a hard time finding stars to want to play in LA, you know?
Okay.
I know it's not the Lakers, but...
You're not picking the Clippers because of the team they have now, then? Is that what you're saying?
You I mean, obviously, the team they have now is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Talked about it last week.
They've had a rough stretch since the All-Star break. They won their last 2, I think. Or they might have lost to the Bucks. I know they lost to the Bucks in March.
5-5 in their last 10.
Yeah. I mean, the Clippers and the Suns could win it this year with just the talent they have if they can pull it together.
Timberwolves, too, maybe.
I don't know. I have less faith in them than I do those other two teams.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, Timberwolves are having a great regular season, but
first in the West right now.
Yeah, I just don't. Who's the 8 seed? I mean, I know, isn't it like Mavericks, Lakers, Kings?
The 7, 8, 9, 10 goes in order. The Kings, Mavericks, Lakers, and Warriors.
Warriors, yeah.
And they're all 2 games apart from each other.
Like, I just struggle to see the Timberwolves beating the Lakers in a 7-game series.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, it makes sense. The reason why I think it's a possibility is because the Timberwolves have one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
They might have the best
defense they probably do. In the league.
They probably do.
Yeah.
With Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, that front court.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden McDaniels is a huge perimeter defender for them.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards can play defense.
I mean, he can play defense.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. The one weak spot's probably Mike Conley, but
yeah.
You know, they have, like I said, they're one of the best defenses in the league, and it's for a reason.
Yeah.
So you're going with the Clippers out of all those teams?
I think so, yeah.
I think I would probably go with the Clippers, but a team that I have more faith in, honestly, it's the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And it's just because they're a much younger team. Yes, they still have Kevin Durant, but because who knows how long that lasts? You know, that relationship between the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant. I can't remember the last time Kevin Durant was on a team long term.
I'm waiting for him to go to the Clippers play with his boys again.
Yeah, that would be insane. But you know, then you still list names, guys like Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. Devin Booker's in his prime right now. He's only 27 years of age. He's already had a finals appearance as the best player on his team.
Yeah.
I don't see Bradley Beal going anywhere anytime soon. I wouldn't be surprised if he finished his career in Phoenix.
I don't know. The Suns are just...
And then that's a market that teams want to go play at as well, 100%. I think. I mean, granted, they just brought in Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, they're going to get somebody. You know, I think Yusuf Nurkic was a great upgrade compared to DeAndre Ayton. I think he's been fantastic for them this season. You talk about shooters such as, you know, Grayson Allen, Eric Gordon. You know, they're not beautiful names that you want to hear, but it's a basketball team that I believe has potential to go win it all any given year over these next few years. And as long as you have Devin Booker on that team, we saw it. He went up 2-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo as the guy.
Yeah.
And now you add a guy like Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant? I feel like there's any team that...
I just don't know how they got worse.
Well, I just think it's because, you know...
Like they're super...
Having to adjust to playing with all those superstars. I think it's harder than people think. And I think the Suns this year is a perfect example of it. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's harder than you think to adjust to playing with top players in the league.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing, but they're...
They're not winning games.
I don't know if you saw their game last night.
I did not.
On the road against the Denver Nuggets.
They get it done?
They got it done. They played tremendously. Granted, I didn't watch it live as I was at, you know, I was at the Celtics-Cavs game, but I saw the highlights.
OT win. Yeah. I mean, they're only 6 games back from the Nuggets. The West is just so close. I guess it...
Every team's right on top of each other.
Yeah.
They're bunched up.
You can say that, you know, the Suns are disappointing because they're... What are they? I don't even know what's standing there.
Sixth in the West. They're 6th in the West, 7 games back from the one seed, sitting at 36-26 right now.
I mean, they're matching up with Denver right now.
Yeah. It was a big win for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great first round matchup if that happens. That'd be unreal.
It seems like one of their big problems is that they turn over the ball too much. You know, averaging 14 turnovers a game, 21st in the league in assist turnover ratio.
And with the guys you named, I mean, their defense can't be great either.
I mean, it's not one of the worst, but it's not one of the best either. You know, they give up on average 114 points per game. That's better than teams like Sacramento, Lakers, Golden State, all those teams in their division. They're right up there with Oklahoma City, right behind them. Oklahoma City has a good defense this year. I think it's better than people think.
I like OKC this year, man.
I really do as well.
They're good.
And we will continue to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder as the year goes on, as the playoffs, you know, approach. But out of all those teams, I think the Suns are the biggest threat, honestly. You know, yeah, I think Clippers and Suns is probably the biggest argument. Timberwolves are right there. Pelicans, I think, are right there, honestly, with their squad.
Yeah.
I'm just curious when one of these teams finally does get over the hump and gets it done. Because I can't remember the last time we saw a team win their first ring.
I mean, it's just tough right now, especially because there are...
The talent in today's league is incredible. It's the best we've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, the some of the teams out, like Celtics, Nuggets. I mean, those teams are.
Timberwolves, the Milwaukee Bucks with Dame and Giannis. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a problem.
I mean,
that's going to be a problem come playoff
time. Yeah, I mean, it's just tough for, I think, a team like the Timberwolves to beat those teams.
Yeah. And I guess we should just strictly be talking about the Western Conference because, you know, you got to get to the finals to play those Eastern Conference teams. But, yeah, I mean, Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder, they're going to be getting better and better as the year goes on. They have more picks than anyone in the league over these next 7 years, and they're currently tied for first in the crazy Western Conference.
Yeah. I mean, Shea is their guy.
Yeah.
I think he's going to retire.
Chet Holmgren's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he lost his Rookie of the Year to Wemby a few days ago.
Victor Wembanyama is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really talked about him much since the beginning of the year. But
I mean, they got 13 wins on the season, so it's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, when people talk about ceilings for Wembanyama, you know, can you give Wembanyama a ceiling? I don't know if people can.
I mean, best player in the league.
Yeah. we'll see how his career ends up turning out.
Of all time.
I think that's a real possibility.
Yeah. Like,
seriously. I mean, the impact that he brings on both sides of the ball. I mean, I'm just gonna read you his numbers for this season.
I mean, he averages like 4 blocks a game.
Yeah, yeah. He averages 3.5 blocks, a steal and a half, 21 points, along with 10 rebounds and 3.5 assists his rookie season.
Yeah.
I mean, the steps that he's taken just in this year alone, it's incredible.
It is.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I really do think he has a chance to be one of the best this league has ever seen in history. He's as advertised.
Yeah.
As advertised.
For sure.
And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of his career shapes up. I mean,
I hope they can get him some help, San Antonio.
Trae Young, I'm telling you, another match made in heaven. I really feel like it would. Because then you talk about Trae Young, his one weak spot, the defensive end.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one guy that can, you know, help him out tremendously. It's Victor Wembanyama on the defensive end. I also saw something yesterday. Wembanyama, when he's on the floor, Spurs are a top 3 defense in the league. When he's off the floor, they're dead last in defense.
Yeah. I mean, you can't score in the paint on him.
Yeah.
I mean, Alperen Sengun can.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
He had a career
night. Did you watch his highlights?
I did not get the chance to see his highlights. Dude, I heard he had a career night last night.
He's insane.
Yeah, he is. He's incredible.
He's insane. He's the best player on the Rockets. Not even close.
I agree. And it brings a great future. I think he's almost like a lesser Jokic, picks, right? You know? Yeah, for sure. And with Ime Udoka leading the charge, I got a lot of faith in the Rockets, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, last thing I want to bring up before we finish this pod, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due, and it's the Orlando Magic. Second-year player Paolo Banchero, Mo Wagner. They have obnoxiously been flying under the radar this year. You know, I got to give myself a slap because we haven't really talked about them at all either. They're sitting at fourth in the Eastern Conference right now. Also 36-26, 8-2 in their last 10, 21-8 at home this season. What type of future do you think the Orlando Magic have with Paolo leading the charge? Because he's a superstar in the making.
Bright.
Yeah.
Bright future with that guy. I mean, he's just a dominant 6'8 forward.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys.
Do everything.
JT, LeBron, Kevin Durant. Like, he's just one of those guys now.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think if I were to ask you, like, can Paolo be the best player on a championship winning team, I'd probably argue and say yes.
Yeah.
If you
got him some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if we're talking right now as he's 19 or as he's 21 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I'd give him 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. He's
2 years.
He's 4 years out from his prime.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's been doing this since his rookie season. And now they're winning games.
He's great. I mean, not much else to say about him.
Yeah.
He's proven himself.
Do we think they can make some noise this postseason?
Or are
they
still a couple years? Not at all.
I mean, they're sitting at the 4th seed.
They are. But who's 5? Knicks?
The Knicks. Then the Heat.
They're not
beating
the healthy Knicks in the playoffs.
You know how we talked about just last week how the Sixers have a chance of falling into the play-in? Well, they're in the play-in right now already.
Yeah. Joel, man.
They've been struggling.
They need him back. What happens when you lose the best player in the league?
They need him back bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's on track for the MVP. And
yeah.
What, tears his meniscus?
I don't know if it was a complete tear.
Partial, maybe. Partial. I don't know.
I think it was partial.
Either way, not good that he hurt his knee again.
Yeah. Because that was his major problem coming into the league, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what happened to him at Kansas.
Yeah. And granted, after sitting out his rookie year, he's been nothing but tremendous.
Yeah.
But to see that again, I mean, especially from a player of his caliber, it's the last thing you want to see.
He'll be back.
Yeah. A lot of promise for a lot of these young teams, though.
They'll win the play-in if he's back.
From the teams I listed, you know, teams that I think have a long ways to go and they might be in trouble, you know, Brooklyn Nets, Charlotte Hornets, Utah Jazz. I mean, I think the Pelicans have a lot of promise, you know, with Zion, if they can hold on to Zion. If Zion isn't retained on their team over these next couple of years, then that puts them right back into the mud, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love Brandon Ingram. I love CJ McCollum. McCollum's out of his prime already.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram, he's probably in it right now, but who would you take, Brandon Ingram or Paolo Banchero, if you had to choose one right now?
Paolo.
I'm probably
1 year old.
Yeah. I'm also taking Paolo.
100%.
So, I mean, he's a great player, but you need Zion.
And I think he's just, along with a good player, I think he's a good teammate. I mean, crying after that game winner.
Yeah.
Like, kind of funny, but like at the end of the day, like he cares about.
Yeah.
Winning Orlando Magic basketball games.
Yeah.
Like, it matters to him.
I agree. And that's something you want to see out of, especially
like
young players.
Crying after a regular season game, like, you never see that.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting to see how things play out, as we're less than 2 months away from the NBA playoffs.
I'm so
A lot of chaos
yeah.
in the Western Conference. A lot of injury problems in the Eastern Conference. Bucks are undefeated since the All-Star break.
Are they?
Yeah.
Shit, they're second in the East already?
Yeah. Wow. It seems like they're starting to figure it out with Doc Rivers.
Yeah. We can look at their games. I didn't know that.
A lot more we're going to have be able to talk about as
beat the Clippers the season goes on.
Yeah.
Beat the
Bucks are going to be a big threat to my boys come playoff time.
Beat the Mavericks.
They're going to be there. As much as we've been talking down on them and their problems on the defensive end especially, they're going to be a problem come playoff time.
Yeah. They're playing well.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting.
God. The Hornets are bad.
My boys will be fine. 15. End of an 11-game win streak.
The Hornets the worst team in the league?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Spurs, but...
No. I'd say the Wizards are the worst team in the league.
There's got to be the bottom
three. They're probably worse than the Pistons now. Well, no, it's probably the Wizards, the Pistons, then the Spurs. Spurs don't win games. If you want to put the Spurs over the Hornets, that's fine.
Pistons are still last in the East.
If you want to put maybe the Blazers?
Trailblazers,
but I think the Blazers have a lot of promise.
I mean, shit.
I think they're going to be a good team.
For the Grizzlies not having a team, they're doing better than I thought they would be.
Well, you know, that didn't really start until a couple months ago. They weren't completely depleted at the beginning of the season.
But they were. Steven Adams was out. John Morant was suspended 25 games.
Yeah, but they still had Jaren Jackson Jr. They still had Dez Bane. They still had Marcus Smart. They don't have any of those guys now.
They're all out?
Yes.
It's unreal. How does that happen?
Not too sure. It's looking like Jaren Jackson can be back soon, but...
I'm sending him the rest of the season.
Yeah. And Desmond Bane's been out since January.
It sucks. They had a lot of promise going into this year.
Yeah, they did. They still have a
suspension.
They still have a good future, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting. We'll leave it at that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Lance's House Sports. We'll continue to keep you guys updated with the latest from both the NFL and the NBA. And don't forget, March Madness is right around the corner. We'll see you guys next week.